Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com. I love being a coach. Usually when people ask me how long I've been coaching, my answer has become, really, I've been engaged my entire life in coaching. I've certainly been engaged my entire life up until this point in cross-cultural work, in cross-cultural learning. It's been a joy for me most of my life. And even in this season of my life, when I am going back to reflecting on stories that have made me who I am today, particularly in my cross-cultural work, it really has been most of my life that I've been doing this. Now, professionally speaking, I've been coaching for the last 20 years in some form or another, and it's been in the last 3 years that I've been building my own practice in culture coaching. And I remember when I was going to leave my employer and start my own practice, I remember the amount of fear and scariness that went into it because it was something I'd never done on my own. In fact, I'm one of the, probably the only person in my family, my immediate family, who has gone off and worked for themselves, built their own business, their own practice. And so I'm excited about that. As a coach, one of the things that I'm doing every single year, really every single day, is finding resources in which to get better. And just like as we engage, you and I engage every week, and I'm sharing with you how getting better at navigating cross-cultural relationships and building a multicultural work and life is a practice. It's also a practice for all of us, no matter what our work is, to continue to get better at what we do. And as a coach, there are some skills that I have that are natural. There are other skills that I have that have been learned up until this point. And then there are skills that I am developing every day so that no matter where I find myself, whether that is talking to you each week on the podcast, or if it's working with my individual clients or my corporate clients or my organizational clients, whether it's working with teams, wherever I find myself, that I show up fully present, that I show up with the best amount of knowledge that I can to help everybody that I come in contact with on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, as I do my work. One of those coaches that I've been learning from, I'm part of a mastermind group of people who coach high performers. And one of the things that that the leader of our group always says is, never trust a coach without a coach. Let me say that again. Never trust a coach without a coach. And it makes sense, right, when you hear it. Like, of course. And his philosophy is basically, you know, if somebody is telling you that they can tell you how to do something or how to make an improvement or something, and they are your coach, then that person, because they feel that strongly about coaching, because they believe in coaching so much, that they in turn invest in their own coach. I love that philosophy so much. I have a coach who I've shared with you on the podcast before. His name is Scott, and I've been coaching with him now for almost 2 years, and it has changed my life. I'm in this coaching program that I just mentioned that is also changing my life this year and making me such a more powerful, more centered, more present, more powerful coach in the cross-cultural work that I do. And just recently, I decided to hire a financial coach. This is kind of a foreign concept to me, quite frankly, and I'm just going a little deep and a little personal for you today, that historically, I would not call myself someone who has been ridiculously literate when it comes to the way that I've thought about money, or, you know, finances, or really not having much of a financial literacy. And what I'm finding is, as I'm sharing my story about that, I'm learning from so many other people that they are having, or they've had, similar come-froms. And for most of my life, I got to just be honest, you know, I have felt a level of shame and embarrassment around the fact that I just don't know. And more than that, it's been at times a level of fear, fear of loss, fear of gain, fear of all kinds of things. And it's just now that I realize that I need help. And just like I share with you every single week when you listen, is when we're afraid of something, or we feel like we don't have enough information, or we feel paralyzed to move forward, that is the time to ask for help. That is the time to get a coach. And so a couple of weeks ago, I hired my first financial coach. And during our first call, which was literally about 30 minutes, she said something to me that changed my life already. And I can feel it. I can feel it already now, that just this one insight has totally changed how I see so much. And not just about money, by the way, but about my life in general. And she said to me, "Nikki, you have to remember that a wealth mindset, oftentimes is inherited. It's passed down. It's passed down to people who, if their families or their environments or whatever, breeded or bred this type of financial literacy, then people were the recipients of that." And there was something about that when she said it, I burst into tears. And I gotta tell you that that is not normal for me. But I burst into tears, and I realized in that moment when she said that, that it opened something up for me. It was something broke loose, I guess I could say. And in that moment, I just remember feeling in an instant that the shame and the embarrassment and the fear and all the shoulds, you know what I'm talking about, right? The shoulds that can just dominate our lives when we compare ourselves with what we should know or should be or should look like or whatever compared to people around us or the world around us or our society. All of those things just dropped in a moment, just dropped in an instant, just one new perspective, one new insight in the world. And all of a sudden, I felt like that I could show up as a student. I could show up having humility be my state, to have curiosity go before me. It was like the attention was taken off of myself and onto what do I need to do in order to be better, even in the next couple of months when it comes to financial literacy. So why am I sharing this with you today? What's that got to do with cultural navigation? Well, here's the reality. For many of you, if you've been listening to the podcast each week, many of you have gotten one insight. I've heard from many of you that have said you've gotten one insight or one new learning or one new perspective, and it helped you move to the next thing, move the needle just a bit, that it's been helpful for you. And you have to know that once that happens, even when we talk about cross-cultural issues in life, everything we've been talking about on the Culture Coach podcast, that once you get that new insight, you're able to move forward and you can show up like that. You can show up with humility. You can show up with curiosity and almost show up like a kid, like a child, like a toddler, learning a new skill. There was something really empowering about what my financial coach had said to me that just started to release some chains, some shackles off of my own mindset. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you feel that sometimes when you get just one insight? I think you do. And I want to encourage you today to lean into that. There's something about knowing that you can do something about, in you know, the lack of information or things that were not passed down to you, things that you didn't get to practice or things you used to believe, old beliefs you used to have, old schemes, old models that you used to have. There's something beautiful and empowering about hearing a new thing, a fresh thing, a new insight and a new experience so that you can make the turn that you need to make in order to move forward. And I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you to make bold moves. Maybe today is the day that you step outside of your fear and you step into a life that is more intentional and more empowering. Ask for help. Get help. Because you can practice your way into a new way of being, even cross-culturally. Let us not settle for what we have been given up until this point in how to engage with one another. Because honestly, on the track that we are going, particularly here in the country, is let's just not talk about it anymore. Let's just listen to everybody yell about it. But I think particularly if you're listening to this podcast this week, that maybe you just needed this today. Maybe you just needed one insight to tell you that oftentimes not being able to step fully into cultural dynamics is also inherited. Maybe you need to know that. Maybe you need to embrace that today, that you didn't just roll out of the womb knowing how to do this. There's no manual for this. We get to make it up. But I want to encourage you today to lean in. Lean in. Go back and listen to some of those insights that you've had. That thing that moved you several weeks ago that you heard or whatever. Take that thing and figure out how do you practice that? How do you engage with that intentionally this week? And lean in. Reach out to people. Know that if you mess up or you make a mistake, you're gonna make it. Thanks for letting me be your coach today. And just know that I'm working on things myself as well. And as I learn and as I have my own breakthroughs, that I will share them with you. So know that you can practice your way to a fuller, richer life that includes people from as many different nations and cultures and languages as possible. And it's a good and beautiful thing. Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at nikkilerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.